This is Michael Rose, Public Services Library at Rockingham Community College in Wentworth, North Carolina. Today's interview subject for the Korean War Era Veterans Project is Billy Ross. Today's date is August 16th, 2011. What is your full name?
William Lee Ross.
Okay. And what is your age?
I'm 80.
Okay. Are you a native of Rockingham County? Have you always lived
here?
Yes. All right. Where in the county were you born?
Bethany area.
The Bethany community?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood and your background prior to going into the military?
Well, I graduated from Bethany High School,
mm-hmm.
and I went a little bit to Campbell College, and then I went to, but then I had to go in service from there.
How long were you at Campbell College?
About a year, a little over a year.
Okay.
I got in the National Guards about a year or two before that, and since I got in, after I was 19 years old, I had to go into service within a year's time, so, of my age since I got in the National Guards, and I think I was over 18 or 19.
Right. Okay. Once you got into the military, after the National Guard, what was your branch of service?
Army.
U.S. Army. Okay. And did you get drafted at that point, or did you join voluntarily?
I could have done either way, but I joined to keep my rank, so.
To keep your guard rank?
Yeah.
National Guard rank. Okay. And do you remember what year it was that you went into the military?
I went in February the 18th in 53, I believe that's right.
Okay.
get mixed up on the years.
All right, and once you joined, where did you receive your basic training?
Fort Jackson,
South Carolina.
Got out of basic training, 16 weeks of basic training.
Mm-hmm.
Went to leadership school, and then from there I went to, I didn't finish it, but I went to Fort Bragg and stayed at Fort Bragg the rest of my service.
Can you talk a little bit more about the basic training experience, what that was like?
It was tough. Yeah. It was pretty tough. I don't know.
Was it mostly guys from North Carolina or people from all over?
It was from all over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And
some of them was from North Carolina.
Right. So you completed basic training, and then you mentioned a leadership school?
Yeah.
And where was that?
At Fort Jackson.
Okay. And how long was that?
I think it was 6 weeks, I think.
All right.
4 or 6 weeks.
Okay. And then after the leadership school, did you receive any additional training, either here in the United States or overseas?
And I went to, Fort Bragg and I was in aerial photo reproduction.
Aerial photo reproduction?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's interesting.
And I played basketball, two winners down there too for them. And we come up and played Duke freshmen and several colleges around.
So the base had a team?
Do what?
The base had a team, a basketball team?
Yeah, they.
Okay.
It was a 4-6 engineers that I was attached to.
Okay. So was that a battalion or a company?
It was a brigade.
So that was a brigade team. All right. now, was that your primary duty while you were in the service, the aerial photo analysis?
When I wasn't playing basketball, I was an assistant A&RNCO for the brigade. Mm-hmm. We doing basketball season while I was on special services. We refereed a few ball games and mm-hmm. we drawed up schedules for some of the companies.
When you were doing this photo analysis, were those photos coming from Korea, or was that just practice?
Just mostly practice, okay. I guess. There was aerial photo, great big rolls of film. Planes would fly over territory, mm-hmm. and they would make, see, we had draftsmen in our company too. They would make maps of the terrain and everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you serve in combat in Korea?
No.
Right. Okay. What were some of your most memorable experiences while you were in the service?
I don't know. I probably had it made while I was in service.
You were lucky to avoid combat, for mm-hmm. sure. And what was the length of your service? How long were you in?
Two years of regular Army.
Okay.
And I was 3 years of National Guards.
Okay. When did you get discharged from the regular duty, from Army duty?
17th of February, 55.
Okay.
I think that's right.
And what was your rank when you were discharged?
Sergeant.
Okay. And then once you were discharged from active duty, was the reserve service mandatory?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was in the Army Reserve or the National
right.
Guard?
National Guard.
And how long did that last?
I think it was about a year after.
Just about another year?
Mm-hmm. I think it was about a year, 2 years before I went in Army, I was in National Guards.
Right. Okay. And did your rank change when you finished up your reserve duty? Mm-hmm. So you were still sergeant mm-hmm. when you were discharged. Okay. Did you receive any medals or commendations for your military service?
Well, I'm just rifleman and good conduct and stuff like that. So.
Okay. So when you got out of the Guard, your reserve duty, that was, what year was that?
That was probably 56, I'm thinking.
Okay, and the war was over by then. And can you talk a little bit about your life after you got out of the service? What was your life like, and what did you wind up doing?
Done a whole lot of things. I got married in 56, mm-hmm. and June 10th.
What was your occupation after you got out of the military?
I run a paper route, run a store some, and then after that I moved back. I lived over at where my wife was born now for 3 or 4 years, and then I went back over to Bethany, farmed, and then I worked at Sears. Mail order in Greensboro, too.
Uh-huh. Now, all these other jobs, were they still in Rockingham County?
They...
Except for Sears.
Yeah, most of them was in GIF.
Okay. Are you in contact today with anyone that you served with in the military or the National Guard?
I tried to several of them speed, most of them I used to contact several of them, you know, around sending cards at Christmas time mm-hmm. or something like that. And it's a guy at he retired out of the Army. He was from Pennsylvania, and I've tried to get a hold of him, but they say he's not doing real good. He lives down at Fayetteville now. Mm-hmm. He retired out of Fort Bragg.
Right.
I was assistant barrack sergeant too. So.
Uh-huh.
All
right. The Korean War is sometimes called the Forgotten War, or some people refer to it as a police action. What is your attitude about the Korean conflict?
I don't know a whole lot. It just, well, the shield had been falling out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said your brother saw some pretty rough duty over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He came back okay. Okay.
Yeah, he was in separation some at Fort Jackson, and I was in basic training down there.
Uh-huh.
Same time.
How did Korean War era service change your life?
Whole lots.
In what ways?
In school, I was still in school and all, and when I got out of the Army, I didn't follow up on it.
You didn't go back to college, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coach down at Campbell was planning on me to play in baseball.
Mm-hmm. And, you mean at the school?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I played a little basketball down there too.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to talk about that I didn't ask you about as far as your service and the military experience?
Think of anything much.
Okay. Well, Mr. Ross, we would like to thank you for participating in the Korean Warrior Veterans Project. And I'm glad you could come in and be a part of this project.
Well, we had this, some of the Korean veterans meet, let's see, second or third Wednesday, I forget now.